Let's pray. Holy Spirit, come now in this moment. Come in your blazing, glorious fire, and our hearts inspire. Lift us up into the heavenlies to see Jesus as he brings us to the Father. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Well, about 3 years ago, back when I was still up in Iowa, I decided to do something for my wife. She had always hated the wallpaper in our room. And so I began to rip it off the walls so we could paint this beautiful gray color. Ripping strips of wallpaper off one by one, using the iron and a wet towel and trying all sorts of stuff. And that's when it happened. I pulled one huge chunk of wallpaper off the wall, and there, revealing the blue painted surface underneath, there were little speckles of mold on the wall. Little speckles of fungus, mold eating away at the wall, destroying the boundaries of the room. Mold creating chaos in our bedroom. Mold. In the ancient world, people believed that leprosy was a kind of mold, quite literally. You see, when the ancients looked at the human body, they saw a fleshly house. And like the cosmic house had its skies and its mountains and its valleys, this dwelling place, the human body, like a house as well, with its sides, its boards, its roof, its floor, had its bones and had its muscles and had its skin, its walls, God-given places for humans to dwell. Cosmos, house, body, three kinds of houses, God-given for human safety and protection. So the human body, they believe, was a microcosm, a micro house. And so, like a house, it could get mold on its walls. In the book of Leviticus, Moses' teachings, there's actually an explicit reference to this. Both mold on the walls and scaled white skin are referred to as leprosy. Leprosy. Whether on a patch of human flesh or on a plastered river stone, this spot of mold, this leprosy, was believed to be a kind of chaos, a disorder that was hammering away against the boundaries of the house. And chaos to the ancient mind was terrifying. It was the thing that pressed against the walls of creation, threatening to throw everything into disorder, into ruin, into death, into formlessness and void, with darkness upon the face of the deep. Chaos, tornadoes, earthquakes, hurricanes. These were the things that pushed and crushed, that spored upon the walls of creation itself. Mold. Destruction, eating away at the boundaries of life, disrupting harvests, messing with summer and winter, putting everything into chaos. And so when leprosy afflicted a house by a stream, or the house of a person, the flesh of a person, the walls of a person, the ancients believed that they were seeing a life thrown into disorder, a life thrown into chaos, the boundaries beginning to dissolve and fall apart. Chaos. And in our gospel reading this morning, we have 10 of these chaos people, 10 of these moldy people milling around this village, They hide their scaled flesh beneath their torn robes. They shuffle to the side as the fishmonger's cart goes by. Chaos is catchy, by the way. And when the little child with red hair got too near, shaking those torn robes and crying out, "Unclean, unclean, chaos, chaos, stay away." Their lives in turmoil, their walls dissolving, 10 moldy people, 10 living houses with speckles of mold on their walls. And this morning, we're milling around with them there in the village, with our own torn robes, embarrassed, hiding our own scaled skin, our chaos lives beneath our torn fabric, shuffling to the side as the fishmonger's cart goes by. Chaos is catchy. Maybe it's the chaos of our own decisions, inviting in unclean our sins. Or maybe it's simply the chaos of unclean hammering against the walls of creation itself. This last week has been a bit of a doozy in that regard. We've quite literally seen some leprosy, Hurricane Ida, sweeping down and around the coast. We've dealt with family troubles and toils, turmoil, the walls, the house of the family dissolving in our own lives at times. And especially families' heart turned upside down as the agonizing chaos of the love of loss of a mother. And so, if someone gets too near, we shake those tattered robes and we cry out, "Unclean, unclean, chaos, chaos, stay back." But of course, any good homeowner doesn't leave mold on the walls. 3 years ago, I went to the store and I scoured Walmart's aisles until I found mold-killing paint. And I marched back into that bedroom, and after scrubbing the walls a bit, I poured that special white mixture into the tray and I rolled it onto the walls. And that special paint absorbed the mold and suffocated it, killed it. And within an hour, the walls were clean again. They were ordered. There was no more mold that was eating away at the boundaries of my bedroom. All was well. The chaos had been ordered. And our poor 10 moldy people in our gospel reading this morning, they see the homeowner approaching. And they begin to howl from afar, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Homeowner, help us out." And he does. Jesus pours a special paint into the tray. He pours his body and blood, his flesh, all of who he is. And he begins to roll it on their lives, on their very skin. You see, at the beginning of the passage, we are told Jesus is on his way to Jerusalem. This is part of St. Luke's larger story of Jesus' march to the cross. All that he is doing is absorbing the sin, the chaos, the uncleanness, the leprosy of this world, so that he might take it to Golgotha and suffocate it, destroy it. And so, he rolls away over the walls of their lives. "Go, show yourselves to the priests." And those 10 moldy men walk away, They pull out their arms from underneath their tattered clothes, and their baby fresh, clean, no longer walls disintegrating, no longer caught up in the chaos of life. Their houses are ordered once again. They are signs of new creation, resurrection. Jesus paints away their mold, paints all of their mold away, even the mold of the Samaritan leper, the leper of the lepers, the very sign of the house of Israel's dissolving walls, right? The house of Israel, only Israelites, but a Samaritan is half Israelite, half Gentile, the boundaries falling apart, chaos falling upon the house of Israel. Jesus restores his boundaries. He is part of the house of God. The homeowner painting away the mold. And this morning, we see Jesus approaching us from afar. And we howl, "Lord, Jesus, have mercy on us, Master." And he does. He pours into the tray his body and blood, his very life, and he begins to roll it on the chaos of who we are. He begins to absorb in his very self all that makes our lives turmoil, the self-destruction that we play at, and the sorrows that hammer away at the walls of our houses. He absorbs it and he suffocates it on his cross. He kills the mold in our lives. Now, of course, we will still struggle with chaos. We're still in this world that always is threatened by falling apart at the seams. And yet, Jesus just keeps on painting. He keeps on painting with his body and blood. He keeps on rolling over our mess and our speckles of mold all of who he is. A sign of new creation. A sign of resurrection hope. Jesus paints away our mold. And in that moment, in this moment, we have hope again. Our lives, just for a moment here in this place, are ordered. Our lives are pointed towards the final ordering of all things when the cosmic house is resurrected and when all of our micro houses, our microcosms, are resurrected and all things are made new. Jesus paints away our mold. And that is good news. That is gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.